Who's buried in Grant's tomb?
It's time now for another day in the life of Sam and Jesse, Gum Springs, Arkansas. Let's visit with the fellows at the Gum Springs Gas Emporium.
We hadn't ought to let that stuff out of the country, Jesse.
What stuff, Sam?
It's too valuable. And on top of that, them foreigners could steal some of it.
What's too valuable?
I wonder who's responsible for this.
Well, you stop mumbling and listen to me for a minute.
What do you need?
Well, nothing, but what are you talking about?
Ain't you heard? As our government had done it, it was on Hello America today.
What, Sam?
All the treasures from Grant's tomb. They loaned them to Egypt for them to display, you know. They said the line stretched for blocks. People spend a night in line to be sure to get in.
Well, I ain't never heard no treasures from Grant's tomb.
Oh, yeah, lots of valuable stuff. Now, some of them terrorists could blow it up, too.
Sam, you got all this backwards. It was Egypt sent the treasures from King Tut's tomb over here.
I know that, but that's the only reason they done it. Now, if we could swap out and send our treasures from President Grant's tomb.
Oh, Sam, there ain't no treasures in Grant's tomb.
Are you joking? They showed them on television this morning. There was an old wreath with R.I.P. on it, and there was a needlepoint of the burning of Atlanta, and there was an engraved invitation to the Cherry Blossom Festival from Dolly Madison.
How come I ain't never heard of any of that?
And a half-full bottle of Ripple. You know, he had a drinking problem.
Well, I heard he did. I never could figure out how a man like him could whoop the South.
Who?
Grant.
Grant was a Yankee?
Well, who did you think he was?
Well, I thought he was one of our presidents.
Well, he was, but he was...
Well, he should have gone to that place in California.
Where? What place?
Well, where all the president's family members, you know, they go to dry out these days.
Well, now, Sam, not all of our president's family...
Did you hear about that drunk up in Little Rock stepped into an elevator shaft and fell 17 floors?
Mercy. Did it kill him?
No, he jumped up, dusted himself off, and he said, "Dang it, I said up."
You know, it does look like the government could have found something better to send to Egypt.
Yeah, they should have sent to IQ Zoo, or maybe the stage band from Moody Bible Institute.
Well, we should have sent something that's representative of our culture, like the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders.
Now, that's a great idea. If they couldn't cheer up the Arabs, nobody can. By the way, who was buried in Grant's tomb, Jesse?